Total corn plantings in the U.S. are 88.9 million acres. That's the lowest planted acreage since 2010. But despite that, it's still the sixth largest U.S. corn acreage planted since 1944. National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling said corn farmers produced an abundance last year that resulted in a large carryover. And while planted acreage has decreased due to farmers in many parts of the country facing unrelenting wet conditions, U.S. farmers have steadily increased our ability to grow more corn on every acre. Now, given the projected harvested corn acreage released in the report of 81.9 million acres and the most recent USDA estimate average national yield of 166.8 bushels per acre, farmers could harvest 13.5 billion bushels of corn this year. But when it comes to soybeans, USDA's planted acres report indicates that both acreage planted and area harvested estimates could be record highs this year. Rod Bain has that story.
Another record soybean crop, if you go by USDA's latest acreage plantings report. Estimated planted acreage for soybeans for 2015 is up 2% from last year at 85.1 million acres, making that a record high. In addition, estimated harvested acres for soybeans are also up 2% from 2014 and would be a record at 84.4 million acres if realized. The acreage plantings report issued by USDA Tuesday also noted several crop planting estimates lower from the previous year. Corn planting is down 2% from 2014, and at almost 89 million acres would be the lowest planted acreage of corn in the U.S. since 2010. And all wheat acreage planted is down 1% year over year, with winter wheat acreage estimates 4% lower than a year ago, and down less than 1% from the previous estimate, countering a 4% uptick in spring wheat planted this year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.